Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
And of course, if you want to give a shout out to the person that takes care of your kids, and I'm finding that some of you identify your four-legged children. So if that's someone you want to thank as well, if those are your kids, get a call in now. Text messages are kind of wrapping up, but you can call 312-981-7200. It's Thank You Thursday, sponsored by McDonald's of Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana. Yeah, daycare workers, they don't get enough love, so we thought it would be nice to thank them today. From 630, my mom, Carol Balcala, the greatest grandma on the planet, has helped me raise my beautiful, amazing daughter, Madeline. I could not have done it without you, Mom. I don't know how you did it with six. I can barely manage one. 708, big shout out in capital letters to Carrie's Creative Learning and Erica's Licensed Home Daycare, both in Plainfield, Illinois. They're both fabulous. I got a lot of heart emojis on that one. And let's jump to the phone. Hey, Judas, thank you for hanging on. Who did you want to thank today?
Well, I was sitting here and thinking, I have a son who was born autistic, didn't talk until he was 6 and a half. So I would like to thank all of the special teachers that at the special schools he went to in Arlington Heights, starting at age 3 through high school, the occupational therapist, the speech therapist, the physical therapist, and the teachers and the aides, the patients of most of them, it's hard to explain. You meet so many different angels along the way who touch and try to mold your child into, he's become just a beautiful, wonderful human being.
Oh, that's awesome. I can hear the gratitude in your voice. From 630, Fran was the best. She watched John from 2 months old until kindergarten. We are still friends. We had Dr. John Duffy on earlier, and he was talking about the importance of the people that take care of our children. We'll have that clip in a second. Hey, from 847, also a huge thank you to the Hampshire Township Park District and the Little People Playtime Program for taking care of all of our kids during the day. Let me jump over to Holly. Holly, thanks for calling in. Who did you want to thank?
I wanted to thank my granddaughter's daycare provider. Both my daughter and I are educators, and my daughter's a special educator. I'm a special ed social worker. And she has been Miss M at Learn With Me Daycare in Plainfield has been absolutely fabulous. I pick my granddaughter up at lunchtime and bring her to preschool. And every day when I go over there, I'm so excited to see my granddaughter. But see, this daycare provider, this wonderful person who is just had such an important part in raising our granddaughter.
Absolutely. So, and if you're a working mom or a working grandma, you have to rely on other people. And that's why I thought it'd be nice to thank them. So you know what? McDonald's jumps in because they care about these things. So I'm going to give you a gift certificate and you can pass it along to them, or you can take your grandchild or your child out and just have some coffee or some lunch.
Oh, thanks so much. And this is a great idea for today.
Ah, thanks, Holly. Hang on so they can get the details and get that in the mail to you. Also from 708, I'm going to get to that in a second because that's about Bally Doyle. From Mary Pat, hi, Lisa. Thanks to my friend Cecily Paul. She worked in daycare for many years. The parents appreciate her. And I think that's just it, you know. Parents are so grateful. From 847, I'm grateful for Sherry, who lovingly cares for my four grandchildren in Danbury, Iowa, which is 450 miles from where I live and work in Elgin, but guess what? They can hear us as well. From 815, thanks to Woodstock Canine Clubhouse, they take care of my girls when they need to be at puppy daycare. From 630, Bobby Noonan's in Lockport, my granddaughter has thrived there for 3 years. She goes to first grade at public school next year. Will miss the loving care she has received there. Absolutely one of the best. Yeah, they deserve our love. And it is the day that we are saluting everybody everybody, businesses and residents of Downers Grove. From 7 to 8, I want to thank the Ballydoyle and Downers Grove. I know you said to thank daycare providers, but you were also talking about Downers Grove, and they're really wonderful. My mother passed away a few years ago. She wanted the typical Irish wake, appetizers, cocktails, a microphone passed around to tell stories. We did storyboards of photographs, and since my mom was a teacher's assistant, she had a ton of costume jewelry that my sister and I just didn't need. So we bagged everything up, and as each woman walked into the room, they reached in and got a piece of my mother's jewelry. The Ballydoyle staff couldn't have been nicer. We had an awesome celebration of my mother's life. A big thank you to a great institution. And a few more text messages about what is going on in our conversation about Downers Grove today. Someone said, don't tell people about Downers Grove. Best kept secret, LOL. One of my favorite places to hang out. That and 3rd Street in Geneva. And my family moved to Downers Grove in March 1959, so we all grew up here. Four of my brothers were with Downer Grove Fire Department. I was an emergency dispatcher starting in 1987 before 911, and I retired in 2009, best job ever, in the best town to grow up in. Most of us 8 kids still live in or near here. Is that when 911 came around? 911, I guess, 1987. I was unaware of that.
No, it was before that.
Was it?
Yeah,
okay.
Because I've actually, I think in some spots, even the 50s almost maybe, which is shocking.
And as we say thank you to all childcare and daycare providers, this is a message from Dr. John Duffy, who joined us earlier in the day.
Oh, man, invaluable. You know, I think one of the most mighty things we can do as parents sometimes is outsource some of our parenting and let other people who are smart and loving and caring and bring a different point of view into the lives of our kids. And the work itself is so mighty. Raising kids is hard. And now it's never been more difficult or more dynamic than it is today. When you express gratitude for these people, We cannot express enough what they do for our kids and how our kids are enriched. Every element of their lives are enriched by these people who care for them.
So thank you to all daycare and child care providers and those dog care centers as well. Steve's got the news next on 720 WGN.